Good Wednesday. Today is July the 16th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, June tractor sales fell slightly from a year ago. Combine sales are down quite a bit. We're going to take a look at some of those numbers, the trends, and what they mean for the larger industry, all coming up after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Farm equipment sales making agricultural headlines. Now, 1 month does not make a trend, but there may be a tiny little bit of fresh air in the June 2025 Ag Tractor and Combine Report. The monthly tractor and combine sales report are released by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, and sales of all tractors from small units to large four-wheel drive tractors were down 4.4% in June of 2025 compared to where they were in June of 24. Still, though, down from last year, it's an improvement from May of 25 when sales were down 11.9% from May of 24, that according to the association. Now, to be fair, recent month tractor and combine sales reports have more resembled May's numbers than June's. Much of June's tiny improvement is due to sales of small tractors, those being under 100 horsepower. Sales of those are still down, but only slightly. June of 25 sales of less than 40 horsepower tractors were down only 1% compared to June of 24, and sales of tractors 40 to 100 horsepower in June of 25 were down 2.1% from what they were in June of 24. Now, among large tractors, it would be fair to say a hint of fresh air is hard to find. The Association of Equipment Manufacturers reports June sales declined 29.2% for two-wheel drive tractors, 100-plus horsepower tractors, and 42% for the four-wheel drives. Manufacturers reported all tractor sales of 21,939 units in June. That compared to 22,950 units in June of last year. So year-to-date sales of tractors through June of 25 are actually down 10.9% for all tractors, down 26.2% for those tractors that are 100-plus horsepower, and down 38.5% as we look at four-wheel drive tractors. Now, turning to combine sales, those also remained in the doldrums. The Association of Equipment Manufacturers analysis showed their preliminary report from June of 25 found 259 combines sold. That compared to 460 that were sold in June of 2024. That's a sharp 43.7% drop year over year. Now, for all this year through June, combine sales are off 43.4% compared to the first 6 months of 2024. Total combines sold this year, January through June, 1,512 compared to 2,670 during that same first 6 month period of 2024. This quick reminder, coming up in 2 weeks, the North American Manure Expo will be in Ohio, actually taking place not too far from here at the Fulton County Fairgrounds. The event started back in 2001, and this year it ended up in the Buckeye State once again. A great opportunity to take in different tours and educational sessions. If you have questions or would like more information, there's a website you can visit. That is simply manureexpo.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now. You know, the head of USDA's NRCS, the Natural Resources Conservation Service, believes that data serves as a key part of better communication with the public on the benefits from voluntary farmer-led conservation practices. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
Big data is becoming a bigger part of agriculture. And in telling the story of agriculture to the nation, to the world, many removed by several generations from the farm. And according to USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service Chief Aubrey Betancourt, for her agency, a key part of translating data to a story about the farmer and their conservation practices, one that can resonate with the public, is...
We have got to learn to measure what we're doing in more than dollars and acres, because that speaks to the relevance of what we're doing. When we hand over a fact sheet that says, we spent X amount of dollars on X amount of acres, what'd it get us? That's the following question.
Speaking at a recent AgriPulse West Coast Food and Ag Summit, The chief says there is 90 years of data already available at NRCS.
A number of platforms are already online on our website. We have a few more coming out this summer that are affiliated with some of our soil health, some of our habitat work, and we're actually challenging the team to actually go back into our data. We know we started here on this resource concern in this critical watershed. What did we get when we made this investment over the last 10 years?
Why this detail to data is important to Chief Betancourt is finding out what works and what doesn't.
We start rewarding things that are successful. And what's successful is the farmer on the landscape engaging in voluntary conservation.
Beyond that, it goes back to explaining natural resources conservation and agriculture's role in such to a non-farm citizenry in ways they can understand and connect with.
It makes it relevant to folks that aren't part of our circles, especially folks that are in charge of purse strings. But two, it makes the farmer the hero of that story.
And that is because, in the narrative of conservation and the role of farmers and ranchers,
you wouldn't have gotten the water quality improvement in New York City from working with upstate dairymen, or you wouldn't have gotten the improvement in pollinator habitat, or you wouldn't have got the improvement in fish species or habitat development in waterways if you hadn't invested in the farmer implementing those practices and keeping them farming on the landscape. I think that is why it's doubly important for NRCS, for all of us as partners, to be communicating that.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.